The poem I'm about to read was written by Tanya Davis. Tanya Davis is a Canadian singer-songwriter and poet, born in Summerside, Prince Edward Island. She's had several books of poetry published, has performed across the country, and appeared in film. She also served as Poet Laureate of the Halifax Regional Municipality for 2011-2012. Love as well as gifts. What if angels were just people having generous days? The realms of glory were all the world's corners from which they came, and the night was silent because no one was crying out in loneliness or pain. What if coming home for Christmas meant you never had to run again, and no bombs dropped, and there really were good kings, and all ye faithful came together while having faith in different things? What if the most wonderful day of the year was 'cause peace on earth was finally here, no matter what or where we sing? This is my resilient daydream. I call it joy to the world. I have it all year long, while I make my way through the world. But I am not always that strong. I crumble often from the truth, like the fact that guns and bombs are still lawful things we use, and there's too much, yet there's not enough food, and still the void we're aching with, the pain, the love, the wound. Meanwhile, empty tables. Meanwhile, we sing carols preaching morals that we're scared of. We are wary more of strangers, giving gifts while building walls. It's a host of contradictions, and Christmas won't fix it. I crave connection as I close off to it. Can you see me? Do you hear what I hear? It's the sadness of humanity. It's the basic human joy. It's the bonds thereof. It's the bonds of lost love. Once we all have love enough, O holy night, and by the sun's returning shine, I trust we will. In the meantime, let us align our hearts with our goodwill, open arms for strangers seeking refuge in our midst, while welcoming our neighbors with love as well as gifts.
I wasn't sure what I was going to say this morning, until I read that poem. Well, actually, I didn't read the poem. I was exposed to it first by going to the CBC Open House. I don't know if you're listening to that, but Tanya Davis was there, and she read the poem live. And I was rushing around doing other things, and I sort of heard it. But it wasn't until I went back and looked it up on the web and read it that it struck me how profound it was. I hope to contact Tanya Davis. As you'll gather from what words I'm going to speak, I think she's a Unitarian Universalist and probably doesn't know it. If you listen to those words, if you listen to that poem, she has distilled so many theological ideas into that poem for me, and words that fit this season for many of us. Tanya Davis says, "What if angels were just people having generous days?" Isn't that what humanism teaches us? We're all angels on a good day, and we can be devils on a bad day, I suppose. The human struggle to live a good life requires, perhaps above all else, that we be generous. Not angels in the sense of perfect beings, but angels in the sense of generous spirits. An angel in the Christian tradition is one of God's ministering spirits. If we take the universalist teaching that God is synonymous with love, an angel is that spirit of love, the spirit that moves to help others with their spiritual growth. We can all be angels on a good day. We're angels when we're generous with our time, when we focus on how we can use our resources, our inner strength, our compassion, our energy, our wisdom, our experience, our love, our time, and our energy to help others. Tanya Davis writes, The realm of glory were all the world's corners from which they came. For most UUs, the realm of glory is not heaven, outside of our experience of the world, nor is it the kingdom of God that will come someday in the future. For Unitarian Universalists, or most of us, the realm of glory is made up of all the world's corners from which all the people of the world come. If there is to be a realm of glory, we're going to have to make it here on earth with the power of very human angels. This is the central message of religious humanism, so important to our UU faith. Tiny Davis writes, "And all the faithful came together while having faith in different things." That is so profound. This, I believe, is the hardest work of Unitarian Universalism. I think it's the saving message of our faith. What the world needs today more than ever is the realization that people of different faith traditions can respect one another, learn from one another, enjoy each other's company, without having to convince anyone that they alone have the right path. I personally don't believe that Jesus was born of a virgin or came into the world as God to save humanity. But I don't feel any need to convince my Christian friends otherwise. I don't feel any need to convince those who hold this belief that they're wrong. And my Christian friends don't feel any need to convince me that they're right. We both believe that the best way to make the case for our spiritual path is through the love we share and the example we set with our lives. Our lives are our message. Tiny Davis writes, "I call it joy to the world, and I have it all year long. There is much to celebrate in the world. And as the Dalai Lama has articulated many times, our purpose in life is to seek happiness. There's no shame in being happy when we know that our happiness depends on the happiness of others." But Tanya Davis also writes, "I crumble often from the truth." Here's another difficult part. Just as there is much in the world to bring us joy, so too there is much in the world that brings us sorrow. I crumble often from the truth. But I get up again, sustained by the beauty of the world, with renewed faith in the face of truth. And to be part of the struggle of humanity for justice and for the good stewardship of our planet. Tiny Davis writes, "We sing carols preaching morals that we're scared of. Christmas carols like those we've been singing this morning are about birth, but not necessarily the birth of a child. They're about the bursting into the world of a new way of being that puts an end to social injustice, needless suffering, and war. The idea that love can conquer all is deeply ingrained in us, but we're afraid to let go and let the love take over. One of the first sermons I experienced as a UU minister was delivered by the Reverend Martha Munson. This was when I was a member of the St. Catherine's congregation in Ontario, and it was long before I had any intention of entering the ministry myself. Martha's message on that day was that she didn't consider herself a Christian because Jesus had set the bar impossibly high. She wasn't prepared to give up all of her worldly goods and follow him. We sing carols preaching morals that we're scared of. Tanya Davis writes, "We are wary more of strangers giving gifts while building walls." We are wary more of strangers. We're eager to give gifts, but at the same time we build walls. This congregation is in the process of giving gifts in many, many ways. Our biggest single gift this year, I think, is going to be our sponsoring and welcoming of a family of Menel, 6 refugees from Lebanon in a matter of weeks. And I wrote this, it was 5. No, it's 6. Wonderful. And we're also preparing Christmas hampers for those, for families who are served by the Canadian Mental Health Association. So maybe think about that line. We are more wary of strangers giving gifts while building walls. My prayer for the year ahead is that we will not only give gifts, but we will do the hard work of breaching the walls that divide us. The family we're welcoming is from a faith tradition that is new to us. They are Druze. A faith tradition very, very different from Unitarian Universalism. Will we find ways to address these differences? Will we honestly celebrate our diversity? Will we feel a need to convince others that they may be wrong and we aren't right? I hope not. I pray, too, that our gifts to the families served by the Canadian Mental Health Association will help us to breach the walls that separate us from those afflicted with mental illness. Those who are our neighbors. Tanya Davis writes, "It's a host of contradictions, and Christmas won't fix it." No, Christmas won't fix it. No religious doctrine will fix it. Perhaps nothing will fix it. But that won't stop us from acknowledging the suffering and doing what we can. Tanya Davis writes, "I crave connection as I close it off." Connection and spirituality are synonymous in my mind. We crave connection with our own emotions, with other people, with nature, with the larger universe. And yet, we're often afraid to reach out, to expose ourselves, and so we close ourselves off, drawing limits, building walls to protect ourselves from the very connections that we crave. So I'll close with the last quote from Tanya Davis's poem. Before I read it, I'll point out that I printed some extra copies of the poem. They're up here next to me if you'd like to pick one up after the service. Tanya ends her poem, "In the meantime, let us align our hearts with our goodwill, open arms for strangers seeking refuge in our midst, while becoming our neighbors with love as well as gifts." May it be so.